You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Hi, this is Marta Kristen from Lost in Space. You're listening to the Flopcast.
Live from Chicken Town, this is the Flopcast episode 476
on flopcast.net.
Yes, yes. Hello, Cornflake.
Hi. Hi, hi, hi.
Here we are. How you doing?
Oh, couldn't be better. Yourself?
I'm fine. There's nothing going on here. I've just been waiting all day to talk to you.
I feel honored.
Yes, this is it.
I'm going to pretend that I just spent the whole day waiting to talk to you as well.
You're going to pretend that my reality is also your reality, even though you've been up to all sorts of wacky, entertaining antics all day.
I nap more than I like to admit, though.
A lot of napping. You know, that sounds pretty good, too. We have special guests once again on the show tonight. So before we get to that, Cornflake, let's start with National Whatever Day.
National Whatever Day!
Well, this is my segment, Kevin, so I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And that's a little bend to the rules. Again.
We're switching things up.
But I can't not bend the rules in this case. I'll explain. On the 21st of June is Meredith Baxter's birthday. We're talking Elise Keaton from Family Ties.
Okay.
Not a milestone birthday for Meredith Baxter. She's going to be turning 74. So, Cornflake, why are you bringing this up? Other than your love for Family Ties, which we know is a thing.
Right. You know, as you know, I've just been planning a giant party for next year for her big 75th.
Well, you're going to have to get two cakes, Kevin.
Okay.
Because on June 21st, Michael Gross is also turning 74 years old.
What?
Yes. The two of them have the exact same birthday. Now, I didn't trust that a year could go by and I would remember this next year in time for them to both turn 75. So that's why I'm bringing it up now. Just I don't trust my weasel brain. But I was so excited when I discovered this, I had to share.
Yeah, we should have been celebrating this every year for the last 10 years.
So you didn't know this either, huh?
No, if I ever knew this, I'd long since forgotten it. That's fantastic. Family Ties trivia, but no, I was not aware of this. We're talking Steve and Elise Keaton, the parents on Family Ties, you know, parents of, Michael J. Fox and Justine Bateman and Tina Yothers and Brian Bonsall, if you get all the way up to the bitter end.
And for Michael J. Fox, Meredith Baxter is a once in future TV mom because she's also his mother for a couple of episodes of Spin City.
Oh, I didn't know that. I never saw Spin City. So they did a little stunt casting and reunited mother and son on Spin City.
They did. Although I'd argue that Michael J. Fox's character on Spin City is very different from what it was in Family Ties.
Now, you've been saying Meredith Baxter. I remember the credits on the show. She was Meredith Baxter Burney. Has she shortened it back down to just Baxter?
Well, she had some life changes. Not long after Family Ties, there was a divorce, and she came out as a lesbian. She wrote about it in her memoir. She put out a book a few years ago.
I have not read the book. What's the book called? Does it have a great punny name, like Family, My Family's Untied?
You should have been her advisor or her editor because
the book was called Sha-la-la-la.
It was actually called Untied.
It was called Untied. I got it right.
It was.
Is this some weird new skill that I did not realize I have?
It must be.
Just somehow conjure, summon. I automatically know what everybody's autobiography is titled. That's fantastic. Okay. I like a good, goofy celebrity book title.
And she's been happily married to Nancy Locke since 2013.
That's good to know. That's cool.
Yeah.
It's Pride Month, you know? So happy birthday, Meredith.
But, you know, let's give Michael Gross his due as well.
Absolutely.
Because not only was he on Family Ties for 7 years, but we did a whole special on the podcast Once Upon a Time with our dear friend Ed about trains.
Yes.
So what you need to know is that he is a passionate rail fan. Like, he is the spokesperson for Operation Lifesaver, which is a campaign promoting safety at railroad grade crossings, which made me remember what Ed told us about rail fans. So what this means is Michael Gross is a foamer.
Right, right. So he's one of those train nuts like Ed.
Yes. Now, no, they don't like to be called foamers, but...
Do they like how I just call them train nuts?
Train nuts. Yeah. That's better, isn't it?
Yeah.
He has an extensive collection of railroad antiques. He is a part-time owner of the Santa Fe Southern Railway. How come we didn't talk about him? Well, I guess we talked about plenty of people who were...
Yeah, you know, we did two entire episodes about trains and pop culture. And
we could only cover so much.
Yeah, we didn't get around to the Michael Gross story.
But did you know, does the name Mary Gross ring a bell?
Of course I know Mary Gross from Saturday Night Live.
That's his sister.
She was Alfalfa.
Yes.
She was Alfalfa to Eddie Murphy's Buckwheat on SNL.
Another fun fact about Michael Gross, he also appeared on Spin City, but not as Michael J. Fox's dad. He was Michael J. Fox's therapist.
Wow. Did they work Tina Yuthers into Spin City at some point?
If only. I mean, then we would have really loved it, right?
I remember she made a TV movie about the Laker girls, the Lakers basketball cheerleaders. There was a Tina Yuthers Laker girls movie.
I don't remember that.
Why don't we own this on Blu-ray?
I feel like I've missed out on some Tina Yuthers gold.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We have to really do a deep dive into the Tina Yuthers filmography one of these days. Absolutely. Well, this is astonishing. The room is spinning right now. I had no idea. The Keatons, Steve and Elise Keaton.
Exact same birthday. And Michael Gross and Meredith Baxter remain friends to this day.
That's wild.
Happy birthday to both of them on June 21st.
Remember the early seasons of Family Ties? They really leaned into how they were hippies.
Yeah.
Like, that was the concept, is like the kid, Alex P. Keaton, their son, is like the 80s.
Very conservative.
Wall Street conservative type of dude. And they were hippies. In the opening credits, you'd see them like at Woodstock.
Yeah, Elise was a former flower child.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess they kind of drifted away from that as the show went along, because who cares?
Over time.
Remember Mallory's goofy boyfriend, Nick?
Yes, I do.
Played by Scott Valentine. Did you know he was here on the ESO Network just a few weeks ago?
I didn't realize this.
They had Scott Valentine was a guest on Earth Station 1. Yes, you want to go back. It was a fun talk that Mike and Mike had with Nick from Family Ties. Who was also born, no, I don't know what his birthday is, but it wouldn't be something, the whole cast, the entire cast.
Come on. In order to be on Family Ties, you have to have a June 21st birthday.
We have one question, same year too. We want everybody to be literally the exact same age.
Because that's what makes for good television when you're trying to cast a family.
It totally worked. That was a long-running, successful show.
Sha-la-la-la.
Yeah. All right. Happy birthday, Michael and Meredith. You crazy kids with your identical birthday. We can't stand it. It's so adorable.
Love it so much.
That's a good one. And let's see. Well, should we move on to our guests?
Yes, please.
Okay. Now, this has already been recorded. We're going to throw to a pre-recorded interview, but you know these girls. It's Brittany and Martha from our sister podcast, But First Let's Talk Nerdy, because they came home. They were here. This was literally the first people that we've had in the studio, besides me and the mayor, in, you know, way over a year. Because, you know, I mean, I can tell you, Cornflake, here's a list of everybody I know that I've seen since last March. The guys at Rubber Chicken Comics. Because I do pop in to buy my comic books once a month. Andrea, you know, our friend Andrea. I've seen Andrea twice, but that's because she stood outside on the sidewalk and yelled to us.
And she refused to leave.
She will not leave. Yeah.
Had you as an audience.
We had to call the police eventually to clear the streets. But yeah, Andrea, I saw. Felicity's mom and sister came by a few weeks ago. And even that day, we were not all fully vaccinated yet, so they were relegated to the backyard.
Yep.
And this list begins and ends with Brittany and Martha from But First Let's Talk Nerdy. And that's it, Cornflake. I haven't seen you since, you know, sometime early last year. That's literally the entire list of people I've seen. And as people might remember, I went out to visit them. You know, they moved to Las Vegas a couple of years ago. I was visiting Britt and Martha in Vegas right before everything locked down last March. I escaped. I got back here just in time. And then that was it. The world shut down. So those were the last people that I saw. And then they were essentially the first people I saw. Certainly the first people that we actually had here at the studio. So we're going to jump to that right now. You ready for some crazy girls?
Let's do it.
All right. Here's our friends from But First Let's Talk Nerdy, Brittany and Martha. Let's do this. Well, look who's here. It's been like a year and a half, but...
we're in person.
This is seriously, hey. We're not on Zoom. This is actual live in person.
Yeah.
Brittany and Martha.
Yeah.
This is crazy. We're actually all sitting here together and we're all vaccinated, you know?
Yep.
And you were the last people that I spent any time with before the lockdown started.
Yeah, that's and now, pretty much how that went.
Right now, that, you know, when I visited you in Vegas, right now you are the first people...
There we go.
That I'm spending time. So look I like this, the symmetry, well, the full circle that we've gone through.
Lucky us.
But when I was out there, when we recorded together out in Vegas a million years ago.
That was when we were we hadn't even started yet.
Yeah. We were discussing how you were planning to start your show. Then you did. And you've been on the Flapcast a few times over the course of the pandemic era through Zoom last year.
Yep.
Yeah, you really did it. And now you've been doing it over a year now.
Over a year.
Yeah, solidly.
We also wanted to celebrate, I think this week is 1 year that But First Let's Talk Nerdy is part of the ESO network.
Woo!
That you started.
I think it is this week.
Yeah.
You started your show and then I dragged you into our little ESO.
Kicking and screaming.
Emily.
No, not at all.
You were like, oh.
Okay.
But everybody's loved having you here. You brought something new to the network that we didn't have before, which was mostly the language.
Alcohol and language.
Yeah, booze and language is what we lacked as a network. Right.
We have got you.
So here for you.
Kick it up to adult level a little bit. We're on it.
And then I've been part of team But First Let's Talk Nerdy since you started.
Yes.
Behind the scenes.
Somehow still puts up with
sometimes, occasionally in front of the scenes.
Once in a while I join you. That's happening this week, I think. But I got to say that the scariest part of my week is when Martha sends me the file and I go to see how long it is.
It's like, also, when is she going to do her...
Yoink! That's my also really a lot my fault recently because I'm really busy. So we can't schedule, we can't record like we used to.
I will happily blame you now because it has been me the entire rest of the time.
Well, you know, usually we used to always record on Sunday, but I've been so busy. Like, so it's been like Wednesday, Thursday. I'm like, this is when I have time to do it. Or we just don't do one, which is what's been happening.
You're getting busy again as the world opens up again.
I have 18 jobs, okay? Leave me alone.
And if the show comes out late, we all still get paid exactly the same.
Exactly.
So it's
unless you're going to pay for my rent.
Which you can.
Which we
hit us up.
Gladly accept.
At But First Let's Talk Nerdy at yahoo.com.
So I've been tracking everything that happens on your show for the past year. And I took a peek at my giant crazy spreadsheet earlier today and made some notes because I thought while you're here on the Flapcast, I just wanted to remember just some of my favorite just goofy, silly things that came up. Just crazy, you know, perhaps hard seltzer fueled statements that just came out of nowhere. And I love it. So some of these have like caught on as like catchphrases around the studio here because I'll tell the mayor, I was like, guess what?
No.
For example, from episode 2, this isn't a big deal, but it amused me all the way back in
episode
2.
What the hell did you talk about in episode 2? I talked about Final Fantasy VIII.
Yes.
What did you talk about?
I know what Martha talked about in episode 2.
What'd you talk about?
I can't do this off the top of my head for every episode.
I know it was a comic book.
I know what this one is because on the Flapcast, we just did a show last week about roller skating. And
Dazzler!
Episode 2 was Dazzler, yes. But yeah, Brittany, part of your Final Fantasy talk, you meant to say the Coast Guard, and you couldn't come up with the term Coast Guard, and you called them the Sea Police. And I love that.
Police works. I know totally what you're talking about. It's right on the money.
They should totally call themselves the Sea Police. I think that's adorable. I want like an octopus with a little cap and handcuffs.
A little seahorse with a whistle. Turtle.
Yeah.
A turtle with like a little stop sign in his mouth.
Now, episode 8, this is a big one, and I don't know whose topic this came up in, because you covered Resident Evil and Cersei on Game of Thrones. I'm guessing it came from Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. But episode 8 was the origin of what became an ongoing catchphrase for you.
Oh.
Eat your twin in the room.
Yeah. It was
1,000% Cersei.
Probably, but Resident Evil has has the Ashford twins.
Oh, you're right.
Which is also another eat your twin in the room moment.
Yeah.
This was you were going for in the womb, and it somehow came out eat
in
your
the
twin
room.
In the room. Which is so much more terrifying.
There's just...
Which happens
the room.
Sometimes.
Sometimes you go to the room and eat your twin.
That's going to be one of your buttons, right?
Absolutely.
You're making buttons.
Yes, we have a button maker.
Yes.
One day we'll make them.
Yes. Episode 10, this is just really quick and silly. This was that was your Pride episode.
I think that's my favorite art still to this day.
That was a year ago. That was your Pride show.
We're going to do a Pride. We were supposed to do it last week.
Pride
didn't
thing
do
is
it, but we'll, it'll
aiming
come
for next.
That was your first ESO show. It was episode,
was it?
Episode 10, the Pride show. So this came from
what a
either...
good place to start.
Your Pride subjects were Sailor Moon and Riverdale, like Tony and Charlotte on Riverdale. But at some point, I think one of you meant to say washboard abs, and it came out Ashboard Wild.
It was definitely me, and it was definitely talking about Archie, 100%. Oh my god, I forgot that.
You were probably talking about Archie.
It was 100% me, and it was me 100% talking about Archie.
What's that kid's name? KJ Apa?
Yeah, he's so hot.
He was
he's also like young. He's like kind of normal age now, but like season one, he's like 19, and I'm like, god damn it.
Well, he was on my friend Ken's podcast. My friend Ken is a TV guidance counselor. Yeah, he had KJ as a guest a couple years ago.
Is he nice?
He has an accent. He's not American.
Yeah, what? Yeah. KJ is from he's from New Zealand.
New Zealand.
And they were talking. It was Ken and AJ, and also Molly Ringwald was on that show. Because she's Archie's mother on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
And somehow in the conversation, Gumby came up in the conversation, and KJ said, excuse me, what's a Gumby?
Apparently,
very cute. In New Zealand, they don't,
Gumby.
They don't know what Gumby is.
No Gumby.
That's funny. That's funny. He's so hot.
Yeah. Episode 12, I just made a note of, because nothing to do with your topics, but somehow you got derailed in the middle of it by watching a horrifying kangaroo video.
We still talk about this. This still comes up.
This is, anytime anybody mentions a kangaroo, that's exactly
it's like
what I
literally
think about.
PTSD
it's like
when they say kangaroos.
The
with their
skin
awful
pouch.
Skin pouch.
It is a skin pouch.
It's not fluffy
you
like
think
it's
gonna
it would
be fluffy,
be.
And it's not.
It doesn't look like the Winnie the Pooh cartoon.
No! If you had like a stuffed animal, it would be like rubbery inside.
All right, so don't look too closely at kangaroos, people.
Yeah, don't touch them. You don't, like, it's one of those things where you're like, oh, I realize I never want to be in a kangaroo's pouch. And I thought I did.
But I definitely do not.
But apparently they're horrifying.
Yeah.
Episode 13, this is when, Brittany, you made a reference to putting wound in the salt. And I think you realized
yeah,
what you
I'm
were
sure
saying
I did.
Halfway through,
but you have to keep going.
Yeah.
Oh,
you committed at that point. And I was like, that's it. We're putting wound in the salt. There's no turning back.
Yep, that happens.
I have a couple of quotes from Martha, also from episode 13. You said, I guess my brain still works for spelling, even though it's stupid.
That's
even though it's had 18 strokes.
I mean, that's right on the money for the rest of our entire podcast. I can spell all the things, and I want to know how everything is spelled because I'm that crazy person. I'm like, okay, tell me which version of whatever this stupid name is.
Thanks. And I have another Martha quote from that same episode, because your topic was the early internet, early days of the internet. You were describing everybody going online back then in the late 90s, early 2000s, and you said, it's just us trying to figure out how to use the internet and how to not make it stupid, and then being like, oh, I guess it's stupid. So here we are. That's 100% accurate.
That is the best way to describe the becoming of the internet.
A pretty decent quote and would make
a great t-shirt.
I love it.
T-shirt.
Episode 14 was when, if people listened to the very end of the episode, you heard the Luna the Dragon song.
Oh my god, it was all the way at 14?
Yeah. Wow.
Jesus.
That's way older than I expected.
Yeah.
I had Luna with the Dragon stuck in my head like 3 days ago.
That was the first time.
I love her.
That was the first time I started pulling out sound bits from the middle of the show and dumping them at the end, setting it to music.
Oh,
and
God.
When I did it, I was like, I remember writing to you, Martha. I said, I did a thing at the end.
Oh my God, it was so funny.
If you hate it, I'll take it out.
It was so funny. Even if it wasn't funny for anyone else, it was funny for us.
It's catchy. It was
It was good.
It was good. It did pretty well on the charts, I think. Not top 10, but, 20s, 30s, something like that. Yeah, it charted pretty well. And since then, I do that once in a while still.
Yeah.
Now I don't even ask. Now I'm just going
to... There's on there.
I just
sometimes put, we ask approval. For them.
Yes.
Sometimes we're like, Kevin, this
is into a dumb thing.
Episode 18, Martha's subject was Pacific Rim, but that led Brittany to creating a new character, the Jägermeister Meister Jäger.
The best character ever.
I like that. Episode 20.
I almost drowned.
20 was a long one, because that's when you did Anne Boleyn. So a couple of things from the Anne Boleyn show. You meant to say wedding ring, but we called it a wedding finger.
What episode was that?
20.
20. So I went second, so I was hammered.
And we did Camilla first, so it was solid. Oh my God.
If you're playing along at home, even numbered episodes, Martha goes first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Odd numbers episodes.
Yeah. And I always struggle when I go second.
I'm
always a little bit more of a disaster when I go second.
Second position is the tougher slot because you've already had a couple of rounds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I get you.
And you weren't talking as much through the first one, so you probably finished two drinks instead of just
You also mentioned, in speaking of Anne Boleyn, you said, I'm sure she had some beauty barks.
What?
Beauty marks?
Oh.
Yeah.
It's like, I have literally no idea what that's supposed to mean. That was like, something about X-Men.
Nope. No, we're in real world. This really happened. Anne Boleyn was real.
What? No.
Episode 23. Don't mean to shock you, Martha. But Episode 23 started with completely unrelated to the rest of the show, but several minutes about squished pennies.
Oh, my squished pennies. Oh my God, I found some squished pennies in my room and I'm so excited. They're all in my bag to come home with me.
I just remembered this one because I remember listening to the file when I got it, and they've been going a long time and they have not even introduced the show yet.
It's just, you should be glad we remembered. Half the time we're like, wait!
Oh, no!
5 minutes of squished pennies.
We almost got into a car accident because of a squished penny once.
It's true. And then I think I didn't even get it because the machine was broken.
It wasn't working.
There was an episode where you just completely forgot to do the intro. And then
I
pulled an intro out of a previous episode and just dropped it in.
That happens.
We recently forgot to do the outro.
Do that.
The listeners were pretty embarrassing.
The listeners were none the wiser until right now.
Until right now.
Now Flopcast
listeners. You know our secrets.
Flopcast listeners know the truth. In that same episode, you meant to say a skeleton hand or the bones of the hand or something. And
what was I talking about?
I'm not even sure who said this. One of you said skull hand. Episode 24, this is one of my favorites. Martha, you meant to refer to a trip down memory lane.
Oh, no.
And you called it a train to memory city.
God damn, what the f***? is that, girl?
That's awesome is what that is. I would love to take a train to Memory City.
A train to Memory. Oh, that's so good.
Episode 25, Martha, you were talking about Scream, the horror movie Scream. And you explained to us, because you're kind of pretty knowledgeable about behind the scenes, how we make a horror movie. And you explained that in movies, the fake blood is made of cornmeal.
And I'm sure I was like, I didn't know that. Oh my God. It's not real blood? It's not pig's blood?
It's also not cornmeal.
It's true.
It's really gross, chunky blood.
Like, I think we also wanted to. I think I remember that too.
I'm starving right now.
We can either make muffins or fake movie blood. We've got cornmeal. Which one are we going to
make? Can we make fake movie blood muffins?
Yeah. You're just bleeding muffins. Like, muffins just pop up.
The sweetest muffins ever.
Tiny muffins popping out of your veins. Gross. But also kind of cute.
Episode 26. Obviously, we're in Halloween season. Martha's subject was The Omen, and at some point, one of you said, that's your fabrum, sort of a combination of that's your fault and that's your problem. And I feel like that's an actual useful word that we could introduce to society.
Fabrum, I feel like, yeah, actually, that's...
Sometimes it's both, and that'll save us a
few. That's very solid. You know?
I like that.
It is frequently my fabrum.
That is true.
Probably the
that is true. Sorry. No swears.
That is hecking true.
There have been a few already.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even notice.
I almost swore again.
It's fine. I'll be bleeping as you. I did use the Rudolph nose sound for your
bleeps. I love it. On the Christmas
episode. I really did that.
You did introduce us as bringing colorful language to the Zone Network. But so
yeah, that was your idea. You requested it at the beginning of our Christmas show. And yes, I did that for you.
You can continue to use that noise.
That's fair. That.
I'm fine with it.
You're welcome to pick whatever dumb colorful noise you want. You can just bleep me every time and just say colorful. And the way that I poorly said it. Like something in the back of my throat.
Also, in the Omen episode, Martha, you were talking about people being raptured. And you included a sound effect. The sound for people being raptured is...
Yoink!
Yes, you remembered.
No, I think about that frequently.
It's absolutely accurate. I think that's...
God just grabs you by the top of your head and yoinks you out of your car, plane, etc.
That is definitely the sound...
I don't go in tents. Gross.
Your house. Just your house. Martha picked every other weird place except your f***ing house. You know. Except your bleeping house.
Your hacking house.
Absolutely accurate. That's the sound of a rapture. It's a yoink.
You can leave me with my yoink if you want to.
That's a good idea. All right, I'm going to use a yoink. For Brittany, we're going to bleep with Rudolph's nose.
Yep.
For Martha, we will use a yoink.
Yoink! Perfect. There's another. It's terrible. It is the worst sound effect I've ever made.
Episode 32. I don't remember who said this, but you meant to say hugging, but instead you said having a hug together. Which is kind of adorable. It takes a little longer to say. Let's all have a hug together.
Oh, God, I hate that. I hate that. I hate it so much. And we should both just walk into traffic right now.
Episode 34. That's the one that I was on.
Oh, our Christmas episode.
The Christmas show with me as a guest. And I was just whining about Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol. That's what I do during the holidays.
You were whining about that. Yep. And I was like, I definitely remember this. And said it like 1,000 times. But I had no idea what I was thinking about at all.
It was in that show that one of you introduced the concept of Christmaditions.
Oh!
Which is nice. Again, you know, save a couple syllables.
Yeah, I have no idea which one that is, but that was pretty solid.
Well, that was, Brittany, that was your subject, I think, the previous episode. You were talking about the origins of Christmas traditions. Okay. But let's just call them Christmaditions.
Yeah. I like them. Mm-hmm.
See that? Let's bring that back this holiday season.
Let's do it.
Episode 35, we're still in the Christmas season, and Brittany's subject was National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
It's the best movie.
And you're referring to Hick White Trash, and you said Hillberry.
Hillberry's like the nicest and cutest thing you could call a Hick White Trash person.
A Hillberry.
I feel like a Hillberry should be like the trashy person in like Strawberry Shortcake Land. Yes.
Their trailer is made out of some sort of like rotten fruit.
Yeah.
I hate this. Ooh.
That's the excellent. Worst. Episode 36, you were talking about Steve Trevor. And this is solid. I think this is good. You referred to Diana Prince as bi-spectacled.
Oh.
Yes.
100%.
You know who else is bi-spectacled? Not right now, but, you know, most of the time. Frequently.
Episode 39, Martha, your subject was the 440 Hertz conspiracy. Which yep. was new to me.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Yeah, a it's a one. Whole heckin' thing.
But the important thing, this is one of my very favorite things that's ever happened in the history of But First Let's Talk Nerdy. This
what
is
happened?
When we learned about, never mind the 440 Hertz conspiracy, the real conspiracy is the Illuminati.
You have to watch out.
Those llamas.
I love this so much. There's a secret cabal of llamas running everything.
They're all together. Every llama.
Who said that? Me? You?
Probably me.
Don't remember who said that, but I love
it. I can imagine you saying it and me being like,
no.
Illuminati.
Yeah, like, oh, no. I love it so much, and when you start making those buttons, we need Illuminati buttons.
Oh my god.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Can all be llamas wearing weird cloaks.
That's so much better than
that.
Says
one of us.
One of us!
Episode 40 has nothing to do with the rest of the show.
Shocking.
But this is when we learned about Mancy.
Mancy all the time. He is our friend.
Can you please explain for the Flopcast?
Okay. So Mancy
is the man in the ceiling.
Yes. Which is what Mancy comes from.
Mancy. Man
yes.
ceiling.
Man in ceiling. Mancy. Because
it.
You always have those things in your,
yes.
especially in like apartment complexes. And this is like a real thing. Like there's been murders because people have been living
places.
In like attics. Like it's a legit thing. Ooh, it's a legit thing.
If you have a big house, you should check
there's
all of it.
There's a 40% chance.
Because I was going to say
yeah.
there's a 40%
yes.
chance that there's another like family or a person living
yes.
in the house.
They're
like, I didn't eat that food and it's gone now.
Yeah.
It wasn't your pet. It was the
literally,
person who lives in your ceiling.
Literally happened. So we named him and made him our friend so that way he won't come and murder us.
Yeah.
And we're even like, hey, Mancy, eat the food.
Yeah.
It's fine.
We have
everything's
a bunch of
cool.
food. I'm not very good at eating it on time.
It's
good
fine.
Food. You could eat
do
that cucumber
thing.
Before it goes bad,
really
so great.
Have you ever heard
stop
of
a- chewing on my shoes, Mancy?
Yeah, you
yoink!
I'm sure.
Can't blame my dog. That's not rude.
Have you ever heard of a? There was a TV movie in the 70s called Bad Ronald. The concept.
I hate
was,
that.
There was a like a young man lived alone with his mother, and he killed somebody or got in some kind of trouble or something, and the mother was afraid he was going to be sent to prison. And so she hid him she hid him inside the wall of the house.
No.
Like there was all this dead space and like behind
yeah.
the wall.
Yeah. Don't
she
ever
hid
have
him
dead
in there
space.
To secretly live inside the wall of the house.
Bad times.
And then she died. A new family moved into the house. And Bad Ronald is living secretly.
There is
the
no
wall.
Way that isn't it like semi based on
say,
a
that's
real story.
Definitely
there's
based
definitely
on a true story because that sort of thing happens.
That happens.
It was the original Mancy, except it was like
so. There's
man
like
wall.
real true crime.
Donald.
Where like one was like this guy was living in their attic and he came down to like do what he does when everybody's gone and he thought everyone was gone and he didn't and he murdered the owner. And then there's the other one where the woman's lover was living in
yeah.
the ceiling for like years and then murdered her husband. Like, this is a real thing.
It happens.
And there's that like movie that was really, really good.
Bad Ronald?
That's the one. But in Korean.
Ooh.
And in the future.
Okay.
No, it got it won like all the Oscars a couple years ago. It was so good. And it was also
but yeah.
a little bit of
so
that.
We named him and made him our friend
yeah.
so that way he won't come and kill us.
So sometimes when we're alone we just address him and
yeah.
say, Mancy, don't come down because
Mancy.
It will be creepy right now.
It's a real thing, it happens all the time. And it's a great way to meet people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mancy's our friend.
Yeah.
Episode 43, Martha's subject was a favorite of mine, The Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Ooh.
And I think at some point you meant, probably describing the creature, you meant to say that he had bulletproof skin.
Oh, no.
And you said, you described it as impenetrable gun skin.
It's like a bad translation.
It literally is. Yes. Some of these things are literally just bad translations.
Yeah. Some episodes of...
it is impenetrable gun skin.
Yeah. Some episodes of your show we translate into Korean and then back to English.
See what happens? Okay. Yeah. I like
it. This is the kind of thing that happens.
Impenetrable gun skin is right on the nose for that.
Okay, episode 44. I think this is Martha, but I'm not sure. But one of you meant to say it's a bad choice.
Oh.
And instead you said, you're a bad job.
Martha was just self-reflecting on that one.
Brutal. Ooh.
Last one, my friends. Episode 49. So again, this was, you know, heading into your notorious super long double part episode.
Sorry, 50. I'm still salty.
Episode 49, though, was kind of the intro to that because you did the
I did go over all of them so you guys would understand why I'm salty.
MCU recap, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, you know, recap. And, well, a couple of things. At one point, there's a reference to Jarvis helps him synthesize the new elephant.
Oh, yeah. I remember you saying elephant in us both immediately.
Why could that have not really been part of the movie?
Oh, that would have been so the best.
You know?
Way cuter.
More importantly, this was...
More importantly than an elephant?
Even more important than a newly synthesized elephant.
I'm shocked.
This was the debut of my favorite song.
Oh, no!
Actually, could you favor the Flopcast audience with this a little bit?
Could you,
this is a little Britney Spears parody that just naturally suddenly came out of the show.
It's actually Britney Spears.
So you set the stage. This is a song. It's a Britney Spears parody.
So yeah, it's about Thanos.
Song about Thanos.
And... Oh, God. I feel like I'm singing so much, and now that we're not in our bubble of our bedroom, it's totally different.
It is definitely different. Oh, boy.
I'm not a grape, not yet a raisin. All I need is time
and some sunshine
while I'm in between. And then that's how tired we got because
we didn't work anymore.
We were done.
It just happened spontaneously.
Yes, and it still comes out. It was just in our last episode we recorded.
It was beautiful. It was a lovely tribute.
If you haven't noticed, our podcast has turned into a musical. We sing.
Yep.
It's basically a every musical episode. Slash seltzer.
Ad/nerds.
Yeah. I guess we also talk about some things
The songs don't always make the final cut, but they're always there.
Exactly.
And they usually do. They usually do make the final cut.
Yeah, I was going to say,
we sing every podcast.
Yes. Well, that takes us through all my notes of things that amused me over the course of the past year.
Glad we semi-amuse you for all the you have to listen to.
All the heck you have to listen
to. It's been super crazy fun working on this
For all
crazy
the Rudolph
show.
Noises.
So, a year of podcasting, Brittany and Martha, what do you think? What have you learned?
Nothing.
Yes.
Don't podcast at 3 because then you'll be tired.
Yeah, make sure if you are drinking, you either podcast in the morning so that you can nap or you podcast later so you can just go to sleep.
Good advice. And, for all you young podcasters out there,
I guess.
Arrange your drinking around your podcast and vice versa. All right, well, anyway, we got to wrap this up, but yikes, it's so great to hang out with you two for real.
Yikes.
And, you know, I was thinking earlier that I hadn't seen you in person, you know, since last March. And then I thought, well, you know who else I haven't seen in person since last March? Literally everybody.
Anyone and everyone.
But again, this is full circle because I ended last year before
talking about this
with you guys. And now here we are together. And,
we've done part of the thing.
Yeah.
We've done the thing.
So we're going to wrap this up now because I think we're going to record your show.
Yes.
But thanks for hanging out with us on the Flopcast.
I need
once
another
again.
Drink anyways.
Same. I'm happy
with that. All right. So we're going to wrap this up before we're shut down by the Illuminati. Thanks, girls.
Watch out.
Meh. I think that's a llama sound.
Yeah, let's say that was a llama. Britt, Martha, we love you.
We love you too.
And we're going to stop.
I was going to say, done.
You're making like cute faces for the audio podcast.
This is what a lot of our podcast is, cute things. Or also visual things that don't make any sense.
Yep. All right, the Illuminati is shutting us down, but we will continue this on. But first, let's talk nerdy. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Okay, yikes. What'd you think of that?
Well, I always learned something.
Yeah, there was a lot to learn there. That was a lot to take in.
Yeah. There's always something to be learned from listening to Britt and Martha. And my takeaway this time is I'm just not going to bother with hugs from now on. I'm always going to be having a hug together.
Have a hug together. I thought you'd like that.
This is the way the girls have spoken.
Yeah. Now, you also learned that there's a good chance that there's a strange man living in your ceiling. Have you checked?
I think this is funny because I have a friend named Mansi.
That's pretty close. Is there any chance you have a Mansi at your house?
I don't have a Mansi at my house, no, but a Mansi once brought me flowers.
Just dropped out of the ceiling and handed you flowers?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how it happened. I mean, I didn't see, like, the flowers were just on my desk, and I presume they were gifted by a man.
Yeah, if mysterious flowers arrive, the most logical explanation is there's a guy living in your ceiling.
It's got to be a Mansi.
Yeah.
I'm not convinced Mansi is a guy. I think Mansi might be a girl.
Okay. But you're Mansi, you mean? Because they seem pretty convinced their Mansi is a guy. That's why his name is, he's the man in the ceiling.
Yeah, I suppose if I was going to have a Mansi, mine would be a womansi.
Yeah.
I've also learned that everything's more fun when we're all swearing. So I'm definitely going to add that to my broadcasting repertoire.
So much extra bleeping editing when we record with them. But, you know, worth it. Got to put Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer to work again whenever we have Brittany on the show.
Very true.
Of course. Yeah. Now, I actually saw Brittany a few days before they came here to record, because, you know, when Brittany and I get together, she takes me to spin class.
Mm-hmm.
So she introduced me to the wacky world of of spin class, you know, a couple of years ago. And then when I was in Vegas, we did a couple of spin classes together. And now I have not been in a spin class, you know, since the pandemic started. It's like, you know where I don't want to be right now? In a little room packed full of heavily breathing people.
I see your point.
You know? So I got my own spin bike here now. So I've been doing my own secret, solitary spin classes. I go online, you know, like there's spin classes on YouTube.
Yeah, if I was going to do spin classes, that would be the way I would do them.
That's the way to do it. There's a girl on YouTube. She's great. There's a channel called Spin Junkie and a lady named Holly who's very cool. She does a great, great spin class. So that's what I recommend. She puts on costumes sometimes. Like she did a hair metal class and she had like the giant wig. She looked like she was a member of, you know, Motley Crue.
That's awesome. In my days as a fitness instructor, I did also dress up from time to time. And that always adds, yes, a little extra fun.
Yeah. She did a Clueless, you know, like she dressed up like Alicia Silverstone.
Oh, that's funny.
Did a Clueless class. Yeah, what kind of costumes have you done for fitness instruction?
Mostly lobster.
I don't know why I even had to ask.
I do water fitness. So it's like, it's my go-to because I try to think of something else. And then I'm like, no, what's better than dressing up as a lobster for a water aerobics class? And I've thought of nothing. I suppose one of these days I can shark it up. I still have enough teeth for that, I guess.
Let's shark it up. Yeah. So, isn't that by Taylor Swift?
Yes.
So, spin class, now it's outside. It's in a tent.
I love that you've got bikes outdoors and that they're stationary.
It's an indoor bike, but it's outdoors. Yeah, they set up a giant tent, like you'd have a wedding reception in, you know, those giant tents. And the bikes are spread really far apart. So, it's a very nice setup they have. And then the really weird part, you put on headphones, so the instructor's microphone and the music is all coming through headphones.
Oh.
Yeah.
That must be weird to, like, walk into the tent
yes!
in the middle of a class.
That's the really weird part, because when the class was over, you know, we were hanging out for a while, then as I was leaving, another class was underway. I looked in, total silence. It looks very weird. The first spin class we went to last week, Cornflake, it was 95 degrees that day.
That's toasty.
Yeah. I was pretty sure we were going to die.
That'd be an interesting way to go in a big tent in a silent spin class. I mean, you could have that in your obituary, and I bet there'd be none other like it.
What a way to go. So, yeah, outdoor spin class anyway. It was another weird thing that happened to me for the first time this week. Oh, and as we mentioned in that recording, as soon as we were done recording the Flopcast segment that you just heard, we recorded an episode of their podcast, But First Let's Talk Nerdy. By the time this show comes out, that will be out. So it's But First Let's Talk Nerdy episode 55, and I am their guest. That was a really, really fun show. On a theme. We picked a theme of cryptids. We each selected some weird, you know, mythical monster or whatever as our subject.
Neat.
Yeah, and I went with sort of a local, relatively local monster who's a favorite of mine. So a cryptid-themed edition of But First Let's Talk Nerdy. Super fun. Check that out. The hard seltzer was flowing because that's how their show works. You know, our show is fueled by coffee. But First Let's Talk Nerdy, hard seltzer, and cryptids. We'll have links to that.
There's enough alcohol that your ears will get a buzz if you listen.
Oh, yeah. So great to see our friends Britt and Martha in person, finally. Hopefully we'll carefully start seeing some other human beings that we haven't seen in a long, long time. Maybe I'll see you one of these days.
I would like that. I'd like that very much.
Remember, I used to see you for real once in a while?
Yeah, on a pretty regular basis.
Maybe we can make that happen again someday.
I would like that. Maybe you could come to me, Kevin.
That's entirely possible. We can work this out.
That'd be fun.
I can pack up a mobile podcast recording studio.
Yeah.
Load up the helicopter.
Well, if you come out here, bring your binoculars for birding. There's lots of cool birds to look at.
Now you're talking. We'll make this happen. One of these days, maybe I'll see you again.
I'm pretty sure I still remember the way to Chickentown.
You know the way to Chickentown.
Yes, I'm pretty sure I do.
Just ask Dionne Warwick. She knows the way also. Well.
I'm going to have that song stuck in my head now.
You're welcome.
I mean, that was intense. I think it's time to wrap up, don't you?
Yeah, that was, it doesn't get more intense than than Martha and Brittany. So yeah, let's go ahead and wrap up the show, Cornflake.
Between shows, please do find us on the internet, folks. We are at flopcast.net, facebook.com/flopcast. On Instagram, we are the_flopcast. We're on Twitter, too. Our handle is @flopcast. You can leave us a rating and or a review on Apple Podcasts. And if you do, I will go and read it, and I will be so grateful. I just, like, before recording tonight, I just read the reviews that our listeners have been so gracious to leave for us, and just want to say it, because I always say, leave us a rating or a review. Mm-hmm. I think the world of all of you as well. So thanks for being with us here on the Flopcast.
Yeah.
Music for the Flopcast is written and performed by the Sponge Awareness Foundation.
And it's been a while since the Sponge Awareness Foundation released any new music, but you know, you can always go back to the old stuff for a train to Memory City.
That's the only way to travel.
Absolutely. Cornflake, thanks for hanging out with me tonight, virtually. Someday it'll be non-virtual.
I'm looking forward to that.
For the Flopcast, everybody, thanks for virtually hanging out with us every week. And, you know, as we start to see each other live and in person, slowly, carefully, still, be safe, you know. There's still sort of a situation. Get vaccinated. Be kind. Be goofy. And we'll see you next week.
Peace and cookies.
We are the Air Station One podcast, and we approve this message.
Hey, I'm Judy, and I've been a listener of Earth Station One for over 10 years. Yeah, every day while Mike edited together over 550 episodes, you know all that geek-themed blah, blah, blah. I've listened so much that now I hear howdy in my sleep. You too can enjoy all the Earth Station One fun wherever fine podcasts are found. Okay, Mike, I did this for you. Are we going to get another dog now?
The Earth Station One podcast. Over 10 years for geeks by geeks.
So, Brittany, Martha, tell me about your podcast.
Oh, no. It's like we're in sync, but also kind of a disaster.
We are always a disaster.
So, our podcast is fun if you want to hear two people talk about and complain about stuff that they love and also hate.
And drink.
And drink.
And the show is called...
Oh. But first, let's talk nerdy.
And you can find us on the ESO Network.
Ba-ding. See you next Tuesday.
Welcome to Dr. Geek's Laboratory.
Hello, everyone. Dr. Geek here with a shout-out to all the scientists who worked tirelessly to bring a COVID-19 vaccine into reality. And let's face it, creating something of this magnitude is a miracle worthy of Dr. McCoy himself. And now, Dr. Geek needs you to do your part. Remember, each shot is one small step back to normal, one giant leap to putting the pandemic behind us. We can do this. For more information, visit vaccines.gov to find your nearest provider.
Okay, Cornflake.
After show time.
Secret after show. I'm still a little hung up on last week's secret after show. When the mayor of Chickentown listened to last week's show, she sent me a Terkst. I got this Terkst that it just said in all caps, dog toothpaste.
It's astonishing, isn't it? That went on for months in my world.
Yeah.
And I never realized it. But, you know, I think I would have if I had gotten the other flavor that this toothpaste is available in for dogs.
So there's multiple flavors. So yours, I remember yours. You said your dog toothpaste, which you were accidentally brushing with for several months, you were brushing with dog toothpaste, and it was vanilla mint?
It was.
So it's like a combo. That's weird. Why are they going to the trouble of making like a special weird flavor combo for dogs, vanilla and mint?
Oh, to fool dopes like me into using it, Kevin. But this toothpaste comes in exactly two different flavors. Vanilla mint is one of them. I think I would have caught on had I gotten the other flavor. The other flavor is meat.
A lot of range in the world of dog toothpaste, you know?
Vanilla mint or meat.
There's a meat toothpaste for dogs.
There is. It makes a little more sense when you think about it.
It makes sense, but it's also so disgusting to think of. Is there actual meat in the toothpaste? Or did they
I don't know. I'm not going to look into it. I'm done with dog toothpaste.
You're not going to give it a try? You've gone this far.
I've had more than a... No, I'm not trying the meat dog toothpaste. I'm not.
I mean, you're halfway there. It's not like you haven't been using dog toothpaste already, so it's not that...
Are you saying I'm conditioned now?
Yeah, compared to the rest of us, it's not that farther a step to take to try the meat flavor. 4 out of 5 German Shepherds recommend the meat flavor toothpaste.
They can have it.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping for the TeePublic store, which can all be found at esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.